From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for strict law enforcement against perpetrators of child violence. Soekarno-Hatta Airport welcomes athletes and officials of the 11th APG. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. President Joko Widodo has called for strict law enforcement against perpetrators of violence against children, including sexual abuse and physical and verbal forms of violence. The president stated after chairing an event to commemorate National Children's Day at the Bogor Botanical Garden, West Java Province, on Saturday. Those committing violence against children must be legally processed in line with the existing regulation to prevent other cases of violence against children in whatever form, he stressed. On the occasion of the National Children's Day commemorated every July 23rd, President Joko Widodo also reminded adults to not have overly high aspiration of children. He added that children should be allowed to be active and creative in their world. The participants of the 11 Asian Paragames APG start arriving at the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang City, Banten Province. This was reported by the state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura AP2. President Director of the company, Muhammad Awaluddin, said in a statement on Sunday that the sporting events for the athletes with disabilities will be held in Surakarta City, Central Java Province, from July 30 to August 6, 2022. Meanwhile, the Soekarno-Hatta International Airport serves as a transit airport before the participants continue their journey to the host city. He also stated that his side will provide the best hospitality to give a great impression to athletes and officials when they arrived in Indonesia. Investment in the manufacturing sector increased to around 230 trillion rupiah, or around $15 billion, in the first half of 2022. This was informed by Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita. So far, he said that increased investment in the industrial sector has always had a profound impact on the national economy. In addition to increasing foreign exchange and employment, it also improves the manufacturing structure so that Indonesian industries can become more competitive. He also remarked that Indonesia is still an investment destination because it is supported by a large market potentials and pro-business government policies for business players, including efforts to accelerate national economic recovery due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. Sri Lanka's new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, told diplomats this week that non-violent protests against his government would be allowed to continue, including in the commercial capital, Colombo, his office said in a statement on Sunday. In a pre-dawn raid on Friday, hundreds of security personnel dismantled parts of an anti-government protest camp outside the presidential secretariat, raising fears of a wider crackdown by Wickremesinghe, who was sworn in a day earlier. Rishi Sunak on Sunday promised to get tough on China if he becomes Britain's next prime minister, calling the Asian superpower the number one threat to domestic and global security. The former finance minister's pledge comes after his rival in the final two of races to lead the ruling Conservative Party, Liz Truss, accused him of being weak on China and Russia. Sunak's proposals include the closures of all 30 Confucius Institutes in Britain, preventing the soft power spread of Chinese influence through culture and language programs. China's population has slowed significantly and is expected to start to shrink ahead of 2025, the state-backed Global Times reported, citing a senior health official. Both data released late on Sunday showed that the number of new births in 2021 was the lowest in decades in several provinces. The number of births in central Hunan province fell below 500,000 for the first time in nearly 60 years. The Global Times said only China's southern Guangdong province has more than 1 million new births. China is battling to reverse a rapid shrinkage in natural population growth, as many young people opt not to have children due to factors including the high cost and work pressures. Three people died in a shooting at the university graduation ceremonies in the Philippines' capital region on Sunday, including a former mayor from the volatile south of the country, the police said. Local Quezon City Police Chief Ramos Medina said the shooting appeared to have been a targeted assassination of the former mayor of the southern Lamitan city, Rose Furigay. The suspect wounded in a shootout with the campus security officers and arrested after a car chase is now in custody and being interrogated, Medina told reporters. Listener, now let's continue with Diplomatic Corner on Oseng Tempe displayed at tourism promotions in Frankfurt.
Today's Diplomatic Corner headlines: Oseng Tempe displayed at tourism promotion in Frankfurt. The Indonesian Consulate General in Frankfurt, Germany, in collaboration with the Visit Indonesian Tourism Office, or VITO, held a promotions of Indonesian culinary and tourism at the Indonesian Consul General's house in Frankfurt last Tuesday. The activity with the Thames Indonesia Event Meet Concourse was attended by more than 20 travel agents and tours. On this occasion, the Indonesian Consul General in Frankfurt, Asep Somantri, conveyed that the development of Indonesian tourism in the 2021 and 2022 period was quite significant when compared to other countries in the Asia-Pacific region as well as Southeast Asia. He also explained about the development of vaccination in Indonesia, as well as implementation of relaxation policies for foreign tourists. Aceh pointed out the plan to organize the Indonesia Festival Frankfurt, or IFF, at the Titus Forum from 16 to 18 September 2022. IFF was held in the framework of 70 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Germany. One of the IFF's activities is Tourism Forum, which will invite relevant tourism actors, including representatives from several regional governments in Indonesia. The event will be continued with the cooking demonstration, namely Indonesian home cooking, with the choice of Oseng Tempe menu. Tempe from Indonesia is a good food with high nutritional content whose work has gone global. This authentic Indonesian dish is also appropriate with the ongoing summer atmosphere in Germany. In addition, the dish is also compatible with the vegetarian lifestyle, which is now increasingly being adopted by the German public. The Indonesian tourism promotion activity, which was presented in the form of a cooking event, took place smoothly and received a positive response from the invitees. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on July 25, 1950, when NIL troops were disbanded. With the establishment of the Republic of Indonesia and the Indonesian National Army, as well as recognition of the sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia by the Netherlands on December 27, 1949, then in 1950. The Koninkrijk Nederlands Indisch Leger, or KNIL, or the Royal Dutch East Indies Army was disbanded. On July 25, 1950, the last commander of KNIL, Dirk Berman van Vreden, handed over the KNIL headquarters to Colonel Aha Nasution as chief of army staff of the Indonesian National Army. The handover of the KNIL headquarters made the official disbandment of the KNIL. We move to the event on July 25, 1978, when the first in vitro fertilization, Louis Byrne, was born. In the vitro fertilization, or IVF, program initiated by the Robert Edward and Patrick Step II was successful with the birth of a baby girl named Louis Byrne. Louis Byrne was born at Oldham and District General Hospital in Manchester, England, on July 25, 1978. To its parent Leslie and Peter Brown. After the success of the first IVF, many couples who have fertility problems follow this program. We end today in history with the event on July 25, 2000, when supersonic Concorde crashed in Gonesse, France. The only fatal incident involving the supersonic Concorde occurred on July 25, 2000. At the time, the plane, which was about to take off from Charles de Gaulle Airport, Paris to John F. Kennedy Airport, New York, hit a titanium chip belonging to the plane. The Continental Airlines DC-10 was left on the runway. The titanium shell pierced one of the plane's tires, causing the tire to explode. The flag hit the fuel tank, which caused a fire. When the fire spread to the left wing of the plane, the engine stopped and the plane crashed, hitting a hotel in Ganos Valdos. 100 passengers and 9 flight crew and 4 hotel employees died in the accident. That's today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegak.
Erat kanlah ia, eo ah eo, persahabatan kita berkuat.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto called for women's economic empowerment and equitable recovery when giving a virtual speech at the Women's 20th Summit. In an official statement in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that placing women's economic empowerment at the heart of the forum is the key to providing a successful global exit strategy. This is important because across all G20 members, the gender gap persists and hinders sustainable development. He also stated that during the crisis time, including the COVID-19 pandemic, economic empowerment of women around the world continues to face major obstacles. Seeing this as an outreach group in Indonesia's G20 presidency that represent women's voices, the W20 Forum is committed to bridging gender disparities. It aims to support members in achieving the target of closing the gender gap in participation by 25% by 2025. The forum also continues to make progress on women's representations in economic activities. In the W20 Forum, Minister Erlangga explained that in Indonesia, the role of women is increasingly significant in the national economy. As many as 61% of women contribute to the economy, and about 50% of the 60 million micro, small, and medium enterprises are owned by women. This is very significant because they are able to absorb 97% of the workforce in the business sector. Minister Erlangga further said that the Indonesian G20 presidency has identified two main priorities for women's empowerment, aimed at creating new economic value and empowering women in the new economy. First is to support women-owned micro, small, medium enterprises to fully participate in an inclusive digital-based economic transformation. Second, it is to invest in women's digital skill to participate in all sectors of the economy. Minister Erlangga Hartarto hopes that the W20 can continue this task and look forward to seeing future results. The W20 communique is believed to add valuable insight to the G20 Leaders' Declaration and enhance Indonesia's approach to mainstreaming women's empowerment on the G20 agenda. He is optimistic that women can build a much better future generation so that women are able to act as bridges to improve the quality of life in the future.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua.
Jangan putus asa.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Sidatapa Village, Banjar District, Bali. It is one of the villages rich in local durian production. When the harvest season arrives, there is a unique ritual performed by the local people. The ritual is carried out with the offering of durian produced through a naturang buah ceremony. This tradition has been going on for generations, possibly since 735 Saka or around 767 AD. Naturang fruit ceremony will usually be held for 3 days. The ritual is held as a form of gratitude to the god who cares for the plants. The ritual of Ngaturang Buah is done at Bale Agung Temple. Each person brings 3 durians. The women carry durians by placing them in besek or container made of plaited bamboo, while the men carry it using kisa or chicken cage made of coconut leaves. After the ceremony at Bale Agung Temple, it is followed by a ceremony in the garden at home. On the first day, villagers are required to bring 3 durians. If anyone has other fruits, they are welcome to collect them at the temple. Usually, people who have mangosteen will bring at least 3 kilograms of mangosteen, while those who have rambutan fruit bring at least 3 bunches. The second day, the community is again obliged to bring 2 durians. Meanwhile, on the third day, only 1 durian must be brought. People do not dare to violate it. They understand very well that if by chance there is no fruit in the garden, they can buy or even ask relatives or neighbors. The ritual tradition ends with a prayer together. After praying, the villagers were invited to return to their respective homes by bringing back the fruit they had offered. Based on their belief, before the tradition of arranging fruit is carried out, the local people are not allowed to present the fruit they harvest at home or in the garden. The first offering must be at the village temple, as a form of gratitude to Sang Hyang Sangkara, the god of plants,
and also the ancestors who come from Mount Raung. Was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku
don't never give up. Show up and dress up, be what you wanna be. Get up and stand up, don't never give up. Show up.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about going to tourist places, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Istana Negara Berada di Utara. Istana Negara Berada di Utara, which means the State Palace is in the north. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, at the National Monument or Monas. Dev asks about the location of the State Palace to Datil. Datil informs the location of the State Palace to Dev by using vocabulary which states a compass direction. Let's listen to the conversation.
Di mana Istana Negara?
Istana Negara berada di utara.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Istana Negara, which means State Palace. Berada, which means located. Di Utara, which means in the north. Istana Negara berada di utara. Istana Negara berada di utara, which means the State Palace is in the north. In the conversation, you hear the question, Istana Negara berada di utara. Istana Negara berada di utara, which means the State Palace is in the north. In the sentence, there is an expression which states a compass direction, namely, di utara, which means in the north. The expression di utara, which means in the north, refers to the location of Istana Negara, which means the state palace. To state the location of something or someone, you can use a preposition di, which means in, then followed by a compass direction, such as utara, utara, which means north. Besides utara, utara, which means north, selatan, selatan, which means south, timur, timur, which means east, and barat, barat, which means west, the other compass directions are barat laut, which means northwest, timur laut, which means northeast, tenggara, tenggara, which means southeast, and barat daya, which means southwest. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di mana istana negara?
Istana negara berada di utara.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. You don't need to worry about a thing that goes passing by.
Just live your life as you like, as you don't need to prove to a group of fools. No one don't hear me, no reason why. Just gotta be so rich that I'm passing by. There's no point in feeling all the shame that's making you live in vain. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior, 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 I'm a warrior.
Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Tidurlah Intan by Sri Widadi. This song by Budiman BJ contains the loving words of a mother to her beloved baby. Sleep dear, sleep with your dreams. One day you will be the successor to my crown. When you are sick, I will feel pain. When you are happy, I am always happy. You are my diamond. I'm willing to leave the earth as long as you can achieve your goals. That's how the heart and sincerity of a mother is revealed when putting the baby to sleep poured through a melodious song. Alright listener, this is Sri Widadi with the song Tidurlah Intan. Happy listening!
Jauh hari Esok hari kita bergurau kembali. Menidurkanmu anakku jauh hari, tidurlah indah, tidurlah ke esok hari kita bergurau kembali.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia. Aku sedang bertanya-tanya tentang perasaan kita. Benarkah kita saling mencinta, atau hanya pernah saling cinta? Bukankah kamu juga merasa dingin mulai menjalari percakapan kita? Pertanyaan kamu sedang apa? Terkesan hanya sebuah formalitas saja. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah sebaiknya kita putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan? Bukankah kamu juga merasa dingin mulai menjalari percakapan kita? Pertanyaan kamu sedang apa? Terkesan hanya sebuah formalitas saja. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah sebaiknya kita putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan?
Mana sih? Bisa kamu beda?
Maunya apa? Aku mau kita terus bersama. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu. Sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.